jabronis hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the week.
John, I'm sorry to tell you, but your recommendation will not be jabroni of the week.
Oh, give me
this
a
week.
Break. It was wonderful.
It won't be a
It was really good.
It won't be a dishonorable mention either. Here's the deal. I think we got worked.
What?
I think we got worked. I think it was planned.
Oh,
no.
You want to go ahead and explain
this,
what it was, John?
In this age of fake news, you have got to treasure the real stuff, and that's real.
Okay, so it was the race at a Braves game where their gimmick is you have to run around the outfield fence, and they give the random fan that comes in to run it. I don't know what the specific distance is supposed to be of the head start, but a giant head start. And then this guy in a Mr. Freeze costume, who is apparently like a world-class sprinter, just takes off after him and sees if he can make up the distance there. So the guy is cruising along, actually in decent shape. Like, he's doing a decent enough job. But he comes down the home stretch, and he hears the crowd start to go nuts. He starts waving his arms to pump him up, not realizing that the Freeze guy is like a step behind him, blasts by him. And then as he's still trying to pump up the crowd, he trips, stumbles, falls over himself as he loses. So the crowd was actually cheering because the other guy had caught up to him. He thought they were cheering because he was about to win. Stopped to pump up the crowd, trip, fell, lost.
It's hard to put a guy in Jabroni of the Week when you have absolutely no idea who he is. Just a little 15 minutes of infamous fame.
Your rules for Jabroni of the Week just always get me.
Here's a few things that I think that actually a little better than that.
Wasn't even in dishonorable mention?
No, I'm going to go with A-Rod here. A-Rod this week, it's now public knowledge, he's being extorted by an ex-girlfriend. She's blackmailing him, saying that he was sending her text messages while he's dating Jennifer Lopez. And she's trying to blackmail him out of $600,000. And apparently she's been trying forever to get money out of him and just been denying it until she made it public knowledge that he's been cheating on Jennifer Lopez.
So she got the money?
Not that I know of yet.
Oh, okay.
But he is definitely being worked by an ex-girlfriend. She will probably get at least something out of it. Next, I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. They're still not being let off the hook about what happened in Super Bowl 51. They did lose, yes, but they gave up a 28-3 lead in the second half. Well, a few days ago, the New England Patriots unveiled what their Super Bowl rings will look like, and it was confirmed there will be 283 diamonds in each ring to symbolize the 28-3
comeback.
Classic
troll move. Ugh. Classic troll move. Wait, so who's the jabroni?
The Atlanta Falcons.
Got to beat them while they're down.
That's exactly right.
Dead horse.
Specking.
Oh, my guy can't get in there.
Speaking of beating while they're down, my last dishonorable mention, I'll go with Nashville's P.K. Subban. He plays
Subban, isn't it?
Is it Subban?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it's P.K. Subban.
But he plays for the Nashville Predators, and during game five of the Stanley Cup Finals, it was already 6-0. I mean, the game was already over, but Sidney Crosby had knocked P.K. to the ground with a check on the glass, and he fell to the ice. And while he was down, I mean, they were really getting tangled up. They had been at each other all game. Well, while PK was down on the ground, Sidney Crosby had top position, and he continued to completely pound PK's head into the ice multiple times, punching him. And when he got up, PK tried punching back, didn't work out. Officials broke it up and sent both of them to the penalty box. And I've just never seen somebody own like that for a long amount of time without the officials breaking it up at any point. I mean, Sidney Crosby had this dude's number all game, got the best of PK, and then got got the knockout punch for slamming his head into the ice multiple times.
It's still not
times.
As good as John's suggestion.
Oh, if you've seen the video, I mean, that is textbook material for a jabroni. That is exactly what a jabroni is.
I guess it is his segment, so he gets to decide.
All right.
And far then, be it from me.
And then finally, my jabroni of the week, I'm going back to the Stanley Cup playoffs because in Game 6, there was a very controversial moment in that game. It's 0-0. We're a minute into the second period. I was watching this, and Colton Sissons knocked in the a rebound, but a shot went between the goalkeeper's legs for Pittsburgh, and the Nashville player, Colton Sissons, knocked it in for a goal. Well, right before that happened, there was a whistle. The official thought that the goalkeeper for Pittsburgh froze the puck. And what that means is after a save, the goalie just holds on to it to force a faceoff. Well, it actually ended up just sliding through the legs of the goalkeeper, and Colton Sisson scored, but it did not count because the official blew his whistle. No, they couldn't review it because of the judgment of the official.
Yeah, it's like inadvertent whistle.
And
yeah.
In my opinion, the Predators at that point, it's on home ice. They're playing for their championship lives. They've never been here before. And with one blow the whistle, you can almost argue that decided the Stanley Cup Finals.
So who's the jabroni then?
It's the officials.
Okay.
For that very bad error.
All right.
Which they should have known better anyway.
I mean, that was pretty bad. You know what it reminded me of was is it the UTEP game in 2014?
Oh, goodness. Inadvertent. Blocked punt gate?
Yeah, inadvertent whistle after the blocked punt.
I still remember the Deadspin headline from that. Officials in UTEP K-State botch blocked punt, spend 12 minutes not fixing.
Yeah, that's right. There was like a crazy long review after that. That was not great. If there was a Jabroni of the Week back then, they would have been targets for that, certainly. Thanks to Phil Steele for joining us today. Likely no show tomorrow, Royals day game. They start at 2:45 with the Giants, so in all likelihood it'll be Thursday by the time that we talk to you once again. For Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner, I'm John Kurtz. Thanks for listening to The Game.